You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
My friends, life often presents us with overwhelming challenges and difficult decisions. We find ourselves at crossroads, unsure of which path to take. The weight of our choices can feel heavy, leaving us anxious and uncertain. In these moments, we long for clarity, for a guiding light to show us the way. Today, I want to share with you a powerful truth that can transform your life and bring you peace beyond measure. We're going to explore the liberating concept of leaving it all in God's hands. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're on a grand ship sailing across vast, uncharted waters. The journey is long, and at times, the seas grow rough and unpredictable. You have a map, but it's incomplete, showing only fragments of the route ahead. In this scenario, you have two choices. Frantically try to navigate based on your limited knowledge, or trust the experienced captain who knows every inch of these waters and has successfully guided countless ships before. This, my dear friends, is much like our walk with God. We are on a journey through life, often facing unexpected challenges and decisions. Our understanding is limited, like that incomplete map. But we have a choice: to struggle in our own strength or to trust in the ultimate captain, our Heavenly Father. As we read in Isaiah 41, verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." This powerful verse is an invitation to release our worries, our plans, and our need for control, placing them instead in the capable hands of our loving Creator. Let us now explore three key aspects of this life-changing principle. Number one, the peace of surrender. My friends, when we talk about leaving it in God's hands, we're speaking of a profound act of surrender. This surrender isn't about giving up or admitting defeat. Instead, it's about finding peace in the midst of life's storms. When we choose to surrender our worries and fears to God, we open ourselves to a peace that surpasses all understanding. Think about the times you've struggled with a problem turning it over and over in your mind. The more you worried, the bigger the problem seemed to grow. But when you finally let go and trusted God, didn't you feel a weight lift from your shoulders? This is the peace that comes from surrender. In Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus offers us this invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This rest isn't just physical relaxation. It's a deep, soul-level peace that comes from knowing we're in God's capable hands. When we surrender our burdens to Him, we're not just passing off our problems. We're exchanging our limited perspective for His infinite wisdom. We're trading our weakness for His strength. Surrendering to God doesn't mean we become passive. It means we align our will with His, trusting that His plans for us are good. As we read in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." When we truly believe this, it becomes easier to let go of our need to control everything. We can rest in the knowledge that God is working all things for our good, even when we can't see it. This surrender brings a peace that allows us to face life's challenges with confidence. We no longer need to be shaken by every wind of change or unexpected difficulty. Instead, we can stand firm, knowing that our foundation is in God's unchanging love and power. Consider the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. They were beaten and thrown into prison for preaching the gospel. Yet, instead of complaining or despairing, they chose to praise God. Their surrender to God's will, even in dire circumstances, led to a miraculous deliverance. This is the power of leaving it in God's hands. It doesn't always change our circumstances, but it always changes us. It gives us the strength to endure, the courage to persevere.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
And the peace to rest in God's love. My dear friends, are you carrying heavy burdens today? Are you struggling with worry, fear, or anxiety? I encourage you to surrender those burdens to God. As we read in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." God is not distant or unconcerned with your struggles. He cares deeply for you and wants to carry your burdens. When we choose to leave our cares in His hands, we open ourselves to His peace. This peace doesn't mean all our problems instantly disappear, but it does mean we no longer face them alone. We have the comfort of knowing that the God of the universe is on our side. He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events for our good and His glory. Surrendering to God also means trusting His timing. Often, we want immediate solutions to our problems. We pray and expect instant results. But God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture and knows what's best for us in the long run. Trusting Him means being patient and allowing His perfect plan to unfold. As we practice surrender, we'll find that our faith grows stronger. Each time we choose to trust God instead of worrying, we're building our spiritual muscles. We're learning to rely on His strength rather than our own. This journey of surrender is ongoing. It's not a one-time decision, but a daily choice to trust God with every aspect of our lives. As we continue to leave things in God's hands, we'll experience more of His peace. We'll find ourselves less anxious and more joyful, even in challenging circumstances. So today, my friends, I encourage you to embrace the peace that comes from surrender. Let go of your need to control everything and trust in God's loving care. Allow His peace to fill your heart and mind as you leave it all in His capable hands. Number two, the purpose in trusting. My friends, when we leave things in God's hands, we're not just finding peace. We're also discovering our true purpose. Often, we get caught up in our own plans and ambitions. We think we know what's best for our lives. But when we surrender to God, we open ourselves to His greater purpose. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, we read, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." This verse reminds us that God has a specific plan for each of us. He's prepared good works for us to do. When we trust Him and leave our lives in His hands, we align ourselves with this divine purpose. Think about Moses in the Bible. He thought he knew his purpose, to be a prince in Egypt. But God had a much bigger plan for him. It was only when Moses surrendered to God's will that he found his true calling. He became the leader who would free the Israelites from slavery. Similarly, when we trust God with our lives, He may lead us in unexpected directions. These paths might seem strange or even frightening at first, but they always lead to something greater than we could have imagined. Trusting God doesn't mean we become passive. It means we actively seek His will and follow His guidance. We still make plans, but we hold them loosely. We're open to God's direction, even when it differs from what we had in mind. In Proverbs 16 verse 9, we're told, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." This verse beautifully captures the balance between our planning and God's guidance. We make plans, but we trust God to direct our steps. When we leave things in God's hands, we're acknowledging His wisdom and sovereignty. We're saying, "God, I trust that Your plans for me are better than my own." This attitude of trust opens us up to new possibilities. It allows God to work through us in ways we never thought possible. Consider the story of Esther in the Old Testament. She never planned to become a queen. But when she found herself in that position, she trusted God's purpose. She risked her life to save her people, fulfilling a purpose far greater than she could have imagined. When we trust God's purpose, we find a deep sense of fulfillment. We're no longer striving to make things happen in our own strength. Instead, we're cooperating with God's plan, which brings true satisfaction. This doesn't mean life will always be easy. Sometimes following God's purpose involves challenges and sacrifices. But even in difficult times, we can trust that God is working for our good. As we read in Romans 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Trusting God's purpose also means being patient. God's timing is often different from ours. We may not always see the results of our trust immediately, but we can be sure that God is always working, even when we can't see it. When we leave things in God's hands, we're freed from the pressure of trying to control everything. We can rest in the knowledge that God is in control. This allows us to focus on being faithful in the present moment. We can do our best with what's in front of us, trusting God with the outcomes. Trusting God's purpose also helps us maintain perspective. When faced with setbacks or disappointments, we can remember that God sees the bigger picture. What looks like a failure to us might be a necessary step in God's plan. This trust gives us resilience in the face of challenges. It helps us persevere when things get tough. We know that our efforts are not in vain when we're aligned with God's purpose. As we continue to trust God and leave things in His hands, we'll find our lives becoming more meaningful. We'll see how even small actions can have a big impact when they're part of God's plan. We'll experience the joy of being used by God for His purposes. So today, my friends, you need to trust God's purpose for your life. Let go of your own limited plans and open yourself to His greater vision. As you leave things in His hands, watch how He unfolds His amazing plan for you. Trust that He is working all things for your good and His glory. Embrace the adventure of living in God's purpose and experience the fulfillment it brings. And number three, the power of faith. My friends, when we truly leave things in God's hands, we tap into a power beyond our own capabilities. This is the power of faith, a force that can move mountains and overcome seemingly impossible odds. Faith is not just believing that God exists. It's trusting Him completely, even when we can't see the way forward. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, we find this definition. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When we exercise faith by leaving things in God's hands, we're acknowledging His power and sovereignty. We're saying, "God, I know You're bigger than this situation." This faith unleashes God's power in our lives in remarkable ways. Think about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. These three men faced a fiery furnace because they refused to worship anyone but God. Their faith was so strong that they declared in Daniel 3, verses 17 to 18, "If that is the case, our God, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Notice that their faith wasn't in a specific outcome, but in God Himself. They left the situation entirely in God's hands, and He responded with a miraculous deliverance. When we leave things in God's hands with this kind of faith, we open the door for His power to work in our lives. We may not always see dramatic miracles, but we'll certainly see God's power manifested in various ways. Sometimes, God's power is shown through giving us strength to endure difficult situations. Other times, it's displayed through unexpected solutions to our problems. Often, It's revealed in the peace and joy we experience even in challenging circumstances. The power of faith also helps us overcome fear and doubt. When we truly believe that God is in control, we can face life's challenges with courage and confidence. As we read in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This power that comes from faith isn't just for our own benefit. It enables us to make a difference in the world around us. When we trust God completely, we become channels of His power to others. We can offer hope to the hopeless, comfort to the grieving, and strength to the weak. Our faith can inspire others to trust God with their own challenges. Leaving things in God's hands also empowers us to take bold steps of obedience. When we know that God is in control, we can step out in faith, even when the path looks uncertain. This is how great things are accomplished for God's kingdom. Think about the early disciples. They were ordinary men, but their faith in God empowered them to spread the gospel throughout the known world. They faced persecution, hardship, and even death, but their trust in God never wavered. As a result, countless lives were transformed by the power of the gospel. The power of faith also gives us perseverance. When we've left things in God's hands, we can keep going, even when the going gets tough. We know that God is faithful and He will see us through. This perseverance often leads to breakthroughs we never thought possible. In James 1 verses 3 to 4, we're told, "Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So, my friends, don't underestimate the power of faith when you leave things in God's hands. Your trust in Him releases His power in your life and situations. It may not always look the way you expect, but it will always be for your good and His glory. Remember, faith is like a muscle. The more you exercise it by leaving things in God's hands, the stronger it becomes. Each time you choose to trust God, instead of worrying or trying to control things yourself, your faith grows. And as your faith grows, you'll see more and more of God's power at work in your life. So today, I encourage you to step out in faith. Leave your worries, your fears, your plans, and your dreams in God's capable hands. Trust Him completely, even when you can't see the way forward. As you do, you'll tap into a power that's far greater than anything you could muster on your own. You'll experience the joy and peace that come from knowing you're walking in God's power. And you'll become a powerful witness to others of what it means to truly trust in God. So let's embrace the power of faith, my friends. Whatever it is that you're facing, let's leave it all in God's hands and watch as He works wonders in our lives and through our lives. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and Your love knows no bounds. I praise You for Your majesty, for You hold the whole world in Your hands, yet care for each of us individually. Your power is beyond measure. Your grace is limitless, and Your mercy endures forever. I thank You, Lord, for Your constant presence in my life. I am grateful for your guidance, your protection, and your daily provisions. Thank you for the strength that you provide when I am weak, and the peace you offer in times of distress. Lord, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness for my sins. Forgive me for the times I've tried to control my life instead of trusting in your perfect plan. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or resentment. Father, I surrender my life completely into your hands. I release my worries, my fears, and my anxieties to you. Help me to trust in your divine purpose for my life, even when I can't see the way forward. Give me the courage to step out in faith, knowing that you are always with me. I declare that I'm a child of God, loved and cherished by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of fear or doubt that tries to shake my faith in you. I bind every attempt of the enemy to make me doubt your goodness or your plan for my life. I let go of the need to control every aspect of my life. Lord, increase my faith and help me to rest in your perfect will. Show me how to align my desires with your purpose, trusting that your ways are higher than my ways. Give me discernment to recognize your voice and the courage to follow your leading. I pray for a deep, unshakable peace that comes from knowing that I am in your hands. Father, I ask for your blessings upon my life. Bless me with good health, healing any sickness or disease in my body, mind, or spirit. Protect me from the attack of the enemy, whether they be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Sovereign Lord, guard my heart and mind against negative thoughts and influences. Bless me with wisdom to make godly decisions and the strength to stand firm in my faith. I pray for daily provisions, asking that you meet all my needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. I ask that you would pour out these same blessings upon them. Health, protection, provision, and peace. Draw them closer to you and help them to trust in your perfect plan for their lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together, with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Father, we surrender our lives collectively into your hands. Help us to release our grip on the things that we've been trying to control. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to walk in faith and trust. We claim victory over fear, doubt, and anxiety in the name of Jesus. We declare healing over our bodies, minds, and spirits. Lord, we place today and tomorrow in your hands. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy and guide us in your perfect will. Thank you, Lord, for working all things together for our good. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us you're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.